Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning. 10/27/2013, 7:30. This is Watcher Ruth. This is my program, Here, There, and Everywhere. Talk about the lunatic fringe, things you don't want to talk about, least of all want to know. Kind of peculiar time we're in, isn't it? So much confusion. Even though perfect love casts out all confusion. Nevertheless, there is still confusion. There's fog everywhere. People misdirected. People walking around thinking one thing. Sleep at the wheel, so to speak. Thinking they're in the body and not knowing or wondering whether or not they even know what the body is. What is the body? Having a little debate about the Holy Spirit with a brother. Put a little thought into that, but during my process this morning, this was revealed to me. And don't ask me why it was put to me this way, but this is what it was put to me like. The Holy Spirit's like having a very small mole on your back. Unless you go looking for it and examining your back, you get a mirror out, you start looking for it, you really examine that back, you're not going to find it. Now, that's not to say that you don't have a mole on your back. That's only to say you didn't find it yet. It's always there. So, kind of a quirky little message, huh? I don't know what to tell you. I'm just giving you what I got. So we're here, we're having a spiritual battle. We have to realize that unless you're honing your tool, unless you're getting yourself ready to be mobilized, you got your mirror out and you're looking for that mole, you're not going to find it. You're not going to find that which is not pursued after earnestly day and night, day and night, day and night. It's got to be that way. Everybody has a little, you know, kind of call it say. Say everybody has a little cancer cell in them, which everybody does. But it takes a trigger to set it off and to make it mutate. And to start growing and mutating and mutating and mutating and getting bigger and bigger and bigger until you finally know it's there. Now, with cancer, again, that's a problem. With the Holy Spirit, it's not a problem. So anyway, enough with that. I finished off on Ezekiel 28 yesterday, I think. I'm going to go into Ezekiel 29 in this condensed version. However, my glasses broke this morning. I'm having a really hard time seeing with my spares, so be patient with me. See if I can get better light here. Sorry. After Jeconiah, the king, and the queen mother, and the court officials, and the tribal officers, and the craftsmen had been deported to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, Jeremiah wrote them a letter about from Jerusalem, addressing it to the Jewish elders, and to the priests, and the prophets, and to all the people. He sent the letter with Elisha, King Nebuchadnezzar. Boy, I wish I could see better. I have to apologize. This is what the letter said. The Lord of hosts said, the God of Israel sends this message to all of the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem, to build homes and stay and plant vineyards, for you will be there for many years. Marry and have children there, and find mates for them, and have many grandchildren, and multiply, and don't dwindle away. And work for peace and prosperity. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, don't let false prophets and mediums who are among you fool you. Don't listen to the dreams that they have invented. For the prophets tell lies in my name, and I have not sent them, says the Lord. The truth is, be in Babylon for your entire life. But then I will come, and I will do for you all the good things that I have promised, and I will bring you home again. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. These are the plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen, and you will find me when you seek me. If you look for me in earnest, says the Lord, you will find me, and I will end your slavery. But now, because you accept the false prophets among you, and you say, the Lord has sent them, I will send war and famine and a plague upon all the people that are left in Jerusalem and on the king who sits on David's throne, and I will make them like rotting figs too bad to eat. I will scatter them. I will place them in every evil nation, and they will be crushed and hissed and mocked at. If they refuse to listen to me, though, I spoke to them again and again and again through my prophets. Therefore, listen to the word of God, all of you Jewish captives in Babylon. The God of Israel says this about your false prophets. Their fate shall become proverbial evil, so that whenever anyone wants to curse someone, they will say, the Lord make you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon burned alive. They've committed adultery with their neighbor's wives, and they have lied in my name. I know I've seen everything, says the Lord. Do they not know I have seen everything? Thus the Lord God says, why haven't you done something about the false prophets? Look at them. Send an open letter to them. Because they have prophesied to you when I didn't send them, and they have fooled you into believing lies, I will punish them and all of his family and all of his descendants, and they shall see, and none of his descendants shall see the good that I have awaiting my people. For he has taught you to rebel against the Lord. And this is another message. Write down this record and write it down, and everything I say to you right now, write this record down, for there is a time coming when I will restore all the fortune of my people of Israel and Judah, and I will bring them home to this land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it, and they shall live here again. There will be fear and trembling. Their sides will be groaning. Their hands will be pressed against their legs, and their muscles will be like a woman weak in labor. And history will be repeated again. For on that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will break the yoke and the chains, and the foreigner shall no longer be your master. So don't be afraid, Jacob. Don't be dismayed. I will bring you home from your exile, and I will bring you rest. You will be in your own land, and no one shall make you afraid, for I am with you, and I will save you, said the Lord. Even though I destroy nations where I scatter you, I will not exterminate you. I will punish you, yes. You will not go unpunished. For your sin is like an incurable, terrible wound, and no one can help you to bind it up. There is no medicine that will do you any good. For I have wounded you cruelly, as if I were your enemy, unmercilessly, as though I were an implacable foe, because your sins were many and your guilt is great. Do not protest your punishment, because your sin is scandalous, and your sorrow should never end. Your guilt is great, so I have to punish you. But I will give back your health again and heal your wound. You are called an outcast now, Jerusalem. And you are the place that's called unwanted. But I will bring you home again, and I will restore you, and you will build, and you will be reconstructed just as you were before, with thanksgiving and joy and multiplied people, making them a great honored nation. David will reign, and the nation will prosper, and it will be established before me. And I will punish anyone who hurts them. They will have their own ruler again, and he will not be a foreigner. I will invite him to be a priest at my altar, and he shall approach me, my priest. For who would dare to come next to me unless they were invited? And then you will be my people, and I will be your God. And suddenly the devastating whirlwind of the Lord will roar with fury, and it will burst upon the heads of all of the wicked. And the Lord will call off the fierceness of his wrath until it has finished all of the terrible destruction that he's planned. And then later on, you will understand what I'm telling you in the latter days. At that time, the Lord and all of the families of Israel would recognize me as the Lord. For long ago, the Lord had said to Israel, I have loved you, O my people, with an everlasting love, with an ever-loving kindness. And I draw you to me, and I will rebuild your nation, O Virgin Israel, and you again will dance and be merry. You will plant your vineyards and gardens you will eat from. The day will come when the watchmen on the walls of Ephraim will call out, and they will say, Arise and let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. For the Lord God says, Sing with joy for all that I will do for Israel. The greatest of all the nations, shout out with praise and joy. I will bring them from the north and from the south and from the farthest ends of the earth. And they will not forget they're blind. They will not leave the lame. All will come. Young mothers with their little ones. Those ready even to give birth. It will be a great penny who comes. Tears of joy shall stream down their faces. And I will lead them home. And I will have great care with them. They will walk beside quiet streams and not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my oldest child. They come, and they shall come, and they will be home, and they will sing songs of joy upon the hills of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, the good crops of the wheat, and the wine, and the oil, and the healthy flocks, and the hearts, and their lives shall be like watered gardens, and all of their sorrows will be gone. The Lord spoke to me and said, in Ramah there is a bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children, and she cannot be comforted, for they are all gone. But the Lord says, don't cry any longer. You will see them again. They will come back to you from distant lands of your enemy. I have heard your groaning, Ephraim. You have punished me greatly, but I needed it all as a calf must be trained for the yoke. Turn me again to you. Restore me, for you alone are the Lord. The Lord hears Ephraim's groans. Turn me again to you. Restore me for you. You alone are the Lord, my God. I turn away from God, but I'm always sorry afterwards. I kicked myself for my stupidity. I was thoroughly ashamed of all I did in my younger days. And the Lord replies, Ephraim is still my son, my darling child. I had to punish him, but I still love him. I long for him, and I will surely have mercy on him. So as you travel into exile, remember and don't forget, while you're on this road and in the city of Babylon all your life, while you set up your homes and you build your gardens, set up road signs pointing the way back to Israel, mark your path well, because you're going to return there again, O Virgin Israel, to your cities here. How long will you vacillate, O wayward daughter, for the Lord will cause something new and different to happen when you seek him? Yes. In that day, everyone shall no longer quote this proverb, children pay for their father's sin, for everyone will pay for their own sin person eating sour grapes is the one whose teeth are set on edge. For it won't be like the day when I made their fathers. This is a new covenant. The teeth will no longer be set on edge for the father's sins, and the children will not be held accountable. This is a new covenant, a new contract. In this new contract are inscribed my laws, not on a tablet of stone that can be cast away. But I will inscribe my laws upon their hearts so that they will want to honor me. Because when my laws were upon the stones, their hearts were far from me. They honored me not. But when my laws are inscribed upon your heart, you will be able to obey me and honor me, and you will want to honor me, and they will truly be my people, and I will be their God. And at that time, it will no longer be necessary to admonish one another to know the Lord, for the Lord who gives us sunlight in the daytime and the moon and the stars to light the night, who stirs the sea to make the roaring waters, His name is the Lord of hosts, says this. I am about as likely to reject the people of Israel, my people, as I am to do away with the laws of nature. And not until heaven and earth can be measured, and the foundations of earth be explored, will I even consider casting them away forever for their sin. But there is a time coming when Jerusalem will be rebuilt. Day. And the entire city, including the graveyard of the ash dump in the valley, will be holy to the Lord. And so shall all the fields go out to the brook of Kidron, and from there to the horse gate on the east side of the city. It shall never again be captured or destroyed. Consider this, King Zedekiah, for Jeremiah continues to prophesy against the king, that you would be caught and taken as a prisoner to Babylon, be put on trial. Why do you fight the truth, King? This will come to pass. I've given you this message, but you will not listen. Then another message came from the Lord to Jeremiah. Buy a field. My field in Anaroth, Hanamel came to sell to Jeremiah. So I bought the field for 17 shekels of silver. And I took the document and sealed it, containing the terms and the conditions, and also the unsealed copy. For the Lord of hosts says, in the future, these papers will be valuable. Someday people will again own this property here in this country, and will be buying and selling houses in this country, and they will put fields in with vineyards. Excuse me. The Lord God, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power. Nothing is too hard for you. You are loving and kind to thousands, yet children suffer to their father's sin. You are the great and mighty God. You are the Lord of hosts. You have all the wisdom to do great and mighty miracles. Your eyes are open to the ways of men, and you reward everyone according to their own life and according to their own deeds, for nothing is hidden from you. The great cardio knower who knows the heart from every other heart. You have done great and incredible things in the land of Egypt, things still remembered to this day. And you have continued to do great miracles in Israel and all around the world. You have made your name very great as it is today. You brought Israel out of Egypt with mighty miracles, the great power and terror. You gave Israel this land that you promised their fathers long ago, a wonderful land that flows with milk and honey. Our fathers came, conquered it, lived in it, but refused to obey your laws. I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for me? I will take siege of the mountains and the city walls, and I shall conquer the city by sword, famine, and disease. Listen to me. I will give this city to the Babylonians, to Nebuchadnezzar, and to the king of Babylon, and he will conquer it. And all the Babylonians outside the walls shall come in and set fire to this city and burn it down, and all the houses where the roofs have been used to offer incense to Baal and to pour out libations to other gods, causing my fury to rise. The sins rise up to heaven. Israel and Judah have done nothing but wrong. Since their earliest days, they have infuriated me with evil deeds. From this time until now, they've done nothing but anger me, and it's determined to be rid of it. The sins of Israel and Judah, the sins of the people, their kings, officers, priests, prophets have stirred me up. They turn their backs on me, refuse to listen to me year after year, even though I've sent prophets to teach them to do good. They do nothing but wrong. They do not listen to me. They do not listen or obey. They even defile my own temple. They built temples to Baal in the Valley of Hinnom. They burnt their children as sacrifices to Moloch, something I would never have even thought of or imagined, an incredible evil. God is a conquering God. He will conquer and bring his people back, giving them one heart and mind to worship me forever for their own good, the good of their descendants, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And I will rejoice to do good for them and replant them in this land with great joy, as I've promised to do. The fields will be brought and sold, and the deeds will be signed and sealed and witnessed. For someday I will restore this property, prosperity, to my people. We're ready to go, for heaven's sake. Tell someone a remarkable secret today. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless you.